The first major surge of king salmon is believed to be entering the Yukon River. The Chinook run is expected to be weak, and fishery managers have eliminated one of two weekly subsistence fishing periods at the river's mouth to try to get more early run fish upstream. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Steve Hayes told participants in a weekly Yukon River Fisheries Drainage Association teleconference that salmon passage began picking up near the river's mouth early yesterday.
You know, it would indicate that that's the beginning of the first pulse coming into the river here. And, of course, it's still early to be making any management decisions based off of the low amount of data that we have at this time. So, consistent with the preseason plan that we came up with, input from the fishermen, with the meetings that we've had preseason, we did proceed with, you know, pulling that first period in District Y1. And it looks like at the timing of these fish coming in and Y1, it should protect most of that pulse, the first pulse, based on the timing.
Yukon River Commercial and Sport King fishing are on hold until the number of fish returning can be gauged. Fishery managers have struggled in recent years to get enough kings to upriver spawning grounds as required by the treaty with Canada. The first pulse of Yukon kings is comprised largely of Canadian fish stock. Pulse of kings typically arrives at the mouth of the Yukon between June 12th and 15th and lasts 4 to 5 days.